One Voice Recording presents The Memoirs of Sherlock Holmes, The Greek Interpreter, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. With all character roles portrayed by David Ian Davies. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by One Voice Recordings. All rights, including broadcast and public performance, are reserved by the copyright holder. During my long and intimate acquaintance with Sherlock Holmes, I had never heard him refer to his relations, and hardly ever to his own early life. The reticence upon his part had increased the somewhat inhuman effect which he produced upon me, until sometimes I found myself regarding him as an isolated phenomenon, a brain without a heart, as deficient in human sympathy as he was preeminent in intelligence. His aversion to women and his disinclination to form new friendships were both typical of his unemotional character, but not more so than his complete suppression of every reference to his own people. I come to believe that he was an orphan, with no relations living. But one day, to my very great surprise, he began to talk about his brother. It was after tea on a summer evening, and the conversation, which had roamed into a desultory, spasmodic fashion, from golf clubs to the causes of the change of the obliquity of the ecliptic, came round at last to the question of atavism and hereditary aptitude. The point under discussion was how far any singular gift in an individual was due to his ancestry, and how far to his own early training. In your own case, Holmes, from all that you've told me, it seems obvious that your faculty of observation and your peculiar facility for deduction are due to your own systematic training. To some extent, my ancestors were country squires, who appear to have led much the same life as is natural to their class. But nonetheless, my turn that way...